Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
There are some yearly traditions that we have in Kansas City. The Plaza Lights. Shout out to the KC Current. They were going to light the Plaza Lights. The Plaza Art Fair. The Big 12 Tournament. Another yearly tradition is Jeremy White coming on our show to preview Chiefs and Bills because they play each other every single year. Jeremy White, how you doing today, my man?
We're doing all right, Carrington. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you on the show. Let's start with this. What has it been like to celebrate the final year in a building? That's something that I've never experienced before. Kauffman's been up my entire life. Arrowhead Stadium has been up my entire life. Now that's not going to be the case forever, but you guys are saying goodbye to a stadium. What's that been like this season?
It's been pretty cool. They've done some good stuff to commemorate that. The local media has done a bunch of stuff with it. The final game in the stadium, they're going to wear red helmets that they wore back in the 90s when they made four straight Super Bowls. So they're going to commemorate the stadium and the great teams. The thing about it that is, I don't want to say it takes away from it, is the new stadium is being built directly across the street. So it's kind of hard to not look at the new stadium when you're there. And every, you know, you go every couple of weeks, or you go, if you're an out-of-towner, you go for the first time in a year and you see the new stadium, and that kind of steals the show. So, you know, all due respect to the old Highmark, people cannot wait to get in the new one because it looks gorgeous.
So I would say two things that have been the center of conversation here in Kansas City from Chiefs fans. Number one has been the defense that the Bills have and a belief that Buffalo can't really stop Kansas City. The second thing has been the schedule. People in Kansas City don't really respect the teams that Buffalo have beaten so far. Let's talk about the defense. Let's talk about the injuries. This defense doesn't feel as dangerous as ones they've had in the past.
I would agree with that. The only disclaimer is, We kind of knew it would be 6 weeks before we had any idea what kind of defense they had. Two of the first and biggest free agents they signed were Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. They were both suspended for the first six games because of PEDs. Those are two big pieces on their defensive line. Then Maxwell Hairston, their first-round pick cornerback, he suffered a knee injury in training camp. He was out until last week. So right now that's three pieces that have been added in. And a lot of the belief is that those pieces, especially Hoyt and Hairston, are guys that allow the Bills to kind of change the way they play defense. Now, that said, they've got issues. I mean, Ed Oliver is out. He's been great when he's in. He's out. At safety, Taylor Rapp, he just was put on injured reserve last week. He is going to miss the rest of the season after a knee issue, but he was downright dreadful for them in the secondary, and safety was a big, big concern. Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano are both good to go for this game, but we've got big questions about them. They're just not playing the way they used to. So it's a defense that went through an overhaul, and only about half of the reinforcements that have supposed to come in have come in. But I tend to agree, if you think you can get this defense, I think you can too. There's a stat out there that they're good against the pass, but I think that's a lie. I think it's kind of only good against the pass because of teams having so much success against the run that they don't really need to pass. If Kansas City comes in and passes, I think we're about to find out the Bills' pass defense might be a problem too.
Right now, we're going through things with the Buffalo Bills with Jeremy White of WGR, friend of the show. Let's talk about the schedule. I bet Buffalo to be the one seed at the very beginning of the season at plus 250. A lot of it was because I think Buffalo's a good team. And also, and their schedule was just tailor-made to be the one seed. Now, it's still not outside the realm of possibility. But what has discouraged me about this Bills team is they played the Patriots. They have a pulse. They lost. They played Atlanta. Atlanta is just one of those teams that just kind of stuck in the middle. They got really dominant for 60 minutes. I haven't really seen this Buffalo team tested and pass a test so far this season.
I'd agree with that. The Ravens game, they rallied to win. They got a little bit lucky along the way. They were down double digits in that game and getting blown out. And a Derrick Henry fumble, a deflected pass into the end zone, the Bills catch for a touchdown on a fourth down. They got a couple of breaks there. But the big story around here, even though they won last week 49 over Carolina, the big story is that the offense does not look right, especially the passing game. Sure, the Bills can run for 200, and if they face a team that can't stop the run, they can run all day and win the game that way. But in obvious passing situations, the Bills' offense is in trouble. Josh Allen is taking more sacks. His pressure-to-sack ratio has always been very good. He's getting hit a lot. He's getting sacked a lot. And teams are blitzing him more and more and more because there are no threats on the outside. Teams are not afraid of the Bills' weapons. And right now the quarterback is paying for it. He's also not without blame here. He's not played particularly well. Turned the ball over a couple of times, missed some open throws, missed some open reads. So right now, the number one thing Bills fans would probably like to see would be see the MVP quarterback look like an MVP, because it's been a little while since that's happened.
So let's focus in on the passing game. You know the fans are always mad at somebody. One person has to get the ire of the blame. Is that at Keon Coleman? Is that at Dalton Kincaid, Khalil Shakir? Like, who's getting the criticism for the lack of passing game?
I'd say there's three people, not Kincaid or Shakir. Coleman is one, but a lot of Bills fans think that Coleman's been thrust into a spot that he's not qualified for. He really shouldn't be playing on the outside. A lot of people said that when they drafted him, which, of course, gets us to Brandon being the GM and Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator. Why are you trying to make this work out there if it's not going to work out there? And they can't bring him in the slot, really, where many people thought Keon Coleman would be a power slot, because the Bills are flush in the slot with Shakir and often Dalton Kincaid. So the three are Coleman, yes, and Joe Brady, because this passing game doesn't really even try to move the ball down the field. And, of course, Brandon Bean. It's been a talking point in Buffalo for many years, like 2 to 3 years, that this team has underfunded their receiver position for Josh Allen. Last year kind of gave them this belief that they could have this everybody eats mindset and you don't actually want a number one, that it's better to not have someone to identify. Some of us thought that was kind of bunk. And right now it's coming home to roost. Like, they don't have a lot at the receiver position, especially on the outside. With Josh Palmer out of this game, the outside receivers are Keon Coleman, who's been a very big disappointment because he can't separate and he runs like two routes, and Tyrell Shavers, who's a nice story, who made the roster out of training camp. But it's just really tough on the outside. And for good defenses, they know what to do. They don't worry about getting beat on the outside, and they can blitz Josh Allen and cover the middle of the field.
Tomorrow, if Joe Brady took the LSU job, would Bills fans even care?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I think Bills fans would thank Joe Brady for the job he did. He did a great job the last year and a half. But yeah, by the end of this year, it won't surprise me if he is somewhere else and the Bills are ready for a bit of a new look to this offense. The thing about the Bills and their fans, they're always taking the blame on how the offense looks to the head coach because they kind of believe that Sean McDermott wants a run-first approach and wants to be conservative. Whether that's true or not, that's a widely held belief around here. The thing about Brady taking a big job is, I mean, he's never been a head coach. He's been a coordinator in Carolina and LSU and here in Buffalo, and I just feel like, you know, he's being mentioned for some of these big high-profile head coaching jobs. I just don't see it yet. He's young. He's had some success. I feel like a lesser program is something he might want to go for.
Right now, we're talking to Jeremy White with WGR in Buffalo, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. Jeremy, in Kansas City, I would say the fans are at a 0 out of 10 when it comes to worry in the division. Chiefs fans don't really believe in the Chargers. They don't really believe in the Broncos. They expect to win 10 straight divisions. What's the feeling in Buffalo right now, especially after losing the first game at home to the Patriots? Are Bills fans worried that they're not going to win the AFC East?
Yeah, I think for the first time in a while. A couple of years ago, the Bills had to chase down Miami three games behind with three games to play, and they chased them down and beat them. The difference is the Patriots don't really have any road bumps left. Atlanta this week, okay, if they get by Atlanta and the Bills lose to the Chiefs, it's going to be tough. The Bills will have to maybe run the table to get a chance to beat New England for the division. Their schedule is easy. I think there's respect for their head coach. There's definitely growing respect for their quarterback, Drake May. There's also a little bit of a, you know, salt in the wound of Stephon Diggs being a big part of it. Diggs leaves, right? The relationship here broke up, and we could say what we want to say, but part of the selling point on Diggs leaving was, well, he's washed up. He can't play anymore. Well, he came into Buffalo and had 100 yards in beating them. So that's kind of a little sensitive subject, too. Like, wait a minute, we don't have any receivers. The guy that left 2 years ago that you kind of said was washed up just beat you for the quarterback that's up and coming that's the young Josh Allen. So there's some tension around here. I think a lot of Bills fans think they will maybe track them down and get a chance to win it in New England. But if the Bills don't do their part of the job, then they won't have a chance.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, Jeremy. You know, we always appreciate your time. Give me your Bills win if scenario. Give me your Chiefs win if scenario for Sunday.
Boy, the Chiefs win scenario for me is easy if they play a clean game. I know last week they had two turnovers and like 100 yards and penalties and still won. I think the Chiefs are much more well equipped to win this game. If the Bills can rush the passer well enough, get some turnovers, they overhauled their front to try and get after the passer. And Joey Bosa is here. Greg Rousseau is playing pretty well. Like, we'll see how that goes. Michael Hoyt adds that element. So if they can get to Patrick Mahomes quick enough and kind of collapse the pocket, I think they'll have a chance, maybe force some mistakes. I would say that coupled with a conservative run game and a conservative dink-dunk passing game, I think the Bills can win a close game. I think the Chiefs are more likely to win by a touchdown to 10 points to more. I usually think these games are coin tosses, and this one I don't. This one I think the Bills are underdogs with good reason, and I would think the Chiefs are going to win.
Jeremy, something tells me that you need to go ahead and set an alarm in your phone because I'm going to be on your show like January 19th. That feels like we got another date set for this thing.
You know, well, the winner of this game is probably going to host that game, right?
Well, I mean, we already know that game more than likely is going to be in Kansas City and almost always is in Kansas City.
Well, I mean, if the Bills win this game, they're how many games ahead of Kansas City? They could still both win the division. Like, I do think that whoever loses this game has to really brace for the idea of going on the road in the playoffs, especially the Bills. So it's a big one for different reasons, right? It's been big for a lot of reasons, for one seed, for narrative. And this time, you know, whether you take the division opponent seriously or not, there's two divisions on the line. And it's also, I think, kind of interesting that Baltimore is having the same life right now, right? They're trying to get themselves off the mat and run to the top of the division as well. So maybe after all said and done, it's Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens that win the three divisions. And, you know, it was just a little more interesting along the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.